as boat crying victim.
I couldn't afford the rent on my own. She left me high and dry.
He didn't have his half of the rent, so I paid it all by myself.
But when answers are put to the test.
What was the balance that she paid? In what denominations? And that was on what date?
Who will win the blame game?
You allegedly made these payments months ago.
Yes.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 24-year-old Michelle Butler is suing her former live-in boyfriend, Colin Brown II, for unpaid rent and bills. Colin is countersuing, claiming Michelle damaged his television.
Order. All rise. This is case number 102 on the calendar, the matter of Butler versus Brown.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Ms. Butler, you and the defendant lived together for a period of time. You moved out. You settled with the landlord. You want Mr. Brown to pay half of what you paid to the landlord.
Correct.
And Mr. Brown has some reason why that's inappropriate. And he has some counterclaim with regard to a television set that he said you broke during the course of the time that you lived together. Mr. Brown, from when to when did you and Ms. Butler live together?
We moved together in May of 2010, and she moved out November 17th, I believe it was, of 2010.
When did this incident occur with the television set?
It occurred October 27th. I was at work that night.
Just a second. Did you have an argument with her?
Yes.
And is that when the television got broken?
Yes.
After October 27th, and after your television got damaged, did you and Ms. Butler continue to live together?
Yes.
Tell me about your living together. How many bedrooms did you have in your apartment?
We had two bedrooms.
Where did you sleep?
Slept with her.
Okay. And on October 28th and 29th and the 30th and November 1st and November 3rd.
It never was
November
a problem.
November 4th. Shh. Only one attitude here. Right?
Yes.
Did you talk about the television set during that time?
Yes.
And?
And she said she would pay for it.
Did she? When did she say she would pay for it?
She told me that night it happened. I was at work. I don't get off until 12:30 after midnight. That morning, she told me that she would pay for it immediately because we was arguing, but we kind of made up before I got home off of work. And so she didn't tell me until I got home and I stepped in the living room and she thought I saw the TV, which I didn't. And she said, oh, you see it? And I said, see what? And she said, the TV. I looked in the top right corner and there was a crack in it. I was angry. I said, oh, my God. And she was like, I knew you would be off. She's like, but I will pay for it.
And she didn't pay for it in October?
No.
She didn't pay for it in November before she moved out, right?
No.
Where's your television?
I have it at my apartment.
Do you watch it?
Yes, I watch it.
Good. That's good. Okay. Now let's get to the rent. You moved out November 17th?
Yes.
Your lease was up when?
The end of April of 2011. That's when the lease is up.
And you moved out in November?
Uh-huh. 2011.
Why?
Because during the course of us staying together, our relationship became unhealthy.
Good. So you moved out?
Yes.
And did you have an arrangement with Mr. Brown as to how the rent was going to get paid?
Well, before I moved out, when we got into it, I said, I'm going to leave for a couple of days because that's what I usually do when we get into an argument. Then he told me, if you're going to leave for a couple of days, you might as well stay gone. And I said, okay. So I came home from work. I picked up the third shift that morning. I came home. I came home with the U-Haul, I moved my stuff out.
So?
And then, like, a couple of days later, maybe even that same week, I came back. Trying to work it out. I was like, I will move back in if you need me to. He's like, no, we don't need to be together and we don't need to be around each other right now. And so I left. I would come back periodically because I still had like little small stuff there. And plus I had paid the month in November rent, so I just kept my stuff there instead of putting it all in storage. And I moved into another apartment the 1st of December. Mm-hmm. In between that time, I would come over and ask him. I said, Colin, are you going to find a roommate? Yeah, my coworker, Aaron, is supposed to move in with me. I'm like, okay. So he never let me know if
That's
he was or not.
Either.
And then I would come back over. I said, was Aaron moving in? He's like, no, he can't do it. But I got other prospects lined up.
Mr. Brown, when did you move out of the apartment?
I moved out in January, the end of January.
Did you pay December's rent?
No, I didn't.
But you lived there?
Yes. I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford it.
I'm just talking about your half of December's rent. You were paying?
No.
How much was...
I'm sorry.
How much was your half of December's rent?
rent was $625, so half of that, which was $312.50, is how we did it. Split it up.
And that was your arrangement with the plaintiff that you would pay half the rent.
Our rent was.
So you lived there in December and you did not pay the rent.
Correct.
And you didn't pay December's rent either.
No.
Okay. The lease was in both your names.
Yes.
How much did you pay the landlord to break your lease?
I didn't pay to break the lease.
Why not?
Well, actually, I was trying to find people to move in with me, and I couldn't find anyone. And I couldn't afford the rent on my own. She left me high and dry without a warning.
She didn't leave you high and dry? You weren't getting along?
Well, no, she left me without a warning. It wasn't true what she said.
It didn't work out.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that only one of you settles with the landlord.
Exactly.
That means that both of you settled with the landlord if it didn't work out.
Right.
Now, if you had stayed there and paid your rent.
Well, I paid her and I had my half of the rent and I asked her and she said no, she went and got an apartment instead.
You have to be responsible. It's not just her job. If you both moved out of the apartment, both are responsible.
And yes, I had my half of the rent. If I would have had the other half, I would have paid it because I needed a place to stay.
I'm talking about paying off the landlord for breaking your lease.
Oh, okay.
February, March, and April.
Okay.
4 months. How much can you prove to me that you paid the landlord?
What we owe was $31.94. I went in and talked to the landlord for
$2,500. Don't tell me what you settled. I said, how much can you prove to me that you paid the landlord?
I paid the landlord $2,500.
Let me see. I want to see where you got the money from, because I'm not crazy about these letters. Now, I would like to see where you got the money from.
Do you want to see my debit card or something? Because I have the receipt from where I purchased the money orders. It's on top of it.
I want to see where you got the money from.
I got the money from my bank account.
Why didn't you write a check to the landlord?
I don't have a checkbook. I just use my debit and credit cards. So that's how I make my purchases. That's how I take care of my bills is through cards.
What's the name of the property manager there?
Brown.
And what's their phone number?
81-555.
Okay. I have unpaid rent here. I'll call in a second. Unpaid rent from December of 2010 to February 2011, $1,700.
That's because we had a free month with our special in our agreement, and he ended up using our free month behind my back. In August. He used it the month he was supposed to pay rent by himself. He didn't have his half of the rent in July, so I paid it all by myself.
We paid rent together, so I know it wasn't me paying rent by myself.
Quiet! She's trying to explain something to me. I'm going to hear you.
Okay.
But I can't hear you if you're talking over her. Now do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Was I nice and quiet before?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay, he didn't have his half of the rent for July, so I paid it all, the whole $525. And instead of him giving me his half back, I said, well, you just pay all of August rent. August came around, I said, did you pay rent? He's like, yeah, I paid it. He never did. I didn't find out, and he used our special until I went to the leasing office, and they printed out the months of, like, they had the payments. He didn't admit to using the rent money until I went over there and confronted him face-to-face. He still lied about saying he had the receipt, but he never did. I went over there, and he said, yeah, I used it to put in my car, get my car fixed, because I didn't have the whole $525. I guess I overdrew my account at the bank, and I didn't want to ask you for the rest of it. I said, well, you always ask me for the rest of it, because I always used to have to front his half of the rent or bills, and then he'd pay me back. And so he used it on his car.
Did you pay all
this?
Very easy. I can ask Ms. Brown when I call. Did you pay August's rent?
No.
See how easy that was? And did you not pay August's rent by using a credit that was there with the apartment complex?
No.
If you didn't pay August's rent, what were you doing living there?
Okay, we had a free month. Yeah, we used the free month, yes.
Now, what she said to me was, because actually I can condense it into a couple of sentences, you didn't have your half of the rent in July. She paid the whole month of July. That's what she says. I absolutely believe her. You were supposed to pay August. What she says is you had a free month and you used your free month in August instead of paying the full month's rent. There isn't a question in my mind. She didn't make up that story.
That's absolutely not true.
Well, we'll find out. Maybe I can get some answers from Ms. Brown.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My problem is I'm not real comfortable with the fact that there was an actual payment made.
And later today.
Listen to me. When you come to court in pants that aren't ripped at the knees, I'll hear you. Other than that, zip it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michelle Butler says former live-in boyfriend Colin Brown II owes for his portion of rent and bills for the apartment they shared.
Yes, is there a Brown there, please? This is Judge Judy Scheindlin. I am in the middle of trying a case involving a Miss Butler and a Mr. Brown. They were tenants of yours, is that correct? Do you know who they are? How do you know who they are? And when was the last time she was in the office? Did you give her any receipts on Friday? How many receipts did she get? And what was the balance that she paid? In what denominations? And that was on what date? Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. I actually, Miss Butler, absolutely agree with you that Mr. Brown would be responsible for one half of whatever you paid to the landlord. My problem is I'm not comfortable with the fact that you actually paid the landlord anything.
I didn't want it to go on my credit report.
Oh, no, I understand that. I'm not real comfortable with the fact that there was an actual payment made. I mean, the last time you were in there, you got your receipts, and that was last Friday. And you allegedly made these payments months ago. If you make payments months ago, you get a receipt.
Right.
You make the payments, you get a receipt.
She gave me the receipts, but the receipts had his name on it, and just to make sure that there wasn't any confusion on who paid it.
Oh, he's not to show me the original receipts.
You have them. The three that was printed out, those were the original receipts. The one for $1,000, another one for $1,000, and another one for $500. Those were the original ones. And then I went back in and had her print me out a receipt, so they had my name on it, so it makes sure that I was the one to pay for it, so he can say my name was on it. I the one paid it, because his name printed out because he was the head of household. But I made that payment in March. Even the money orders that were purchased, the receipt, the date on there is in March. I paid the $2,500 in March.
Well, I know you took out something for $2,500 in March. I just sort of uncomfortable with these documents that you produce for me without any demonstration to me where you got this money from.
They came from my account. I don't have a checkbook. I don't write out checks. That's just the method of how I pay my bills. I use my card.
Well, you still have an account.
You're right.
And you still get a statement every month.
Electronically. So I barely check my accounts because I just keep a mental budget. I don't print out my bank statements.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
Anything you want to say to me?
Well, I don't feel.
I don't care what you feel. Your feelings are actually irrelevant to me, Mr. Moore.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michelle Butler says former live-in boyfriend Colin Brown II owes for his portion of rent and bills for the apartment they shared.
Now, Miss Butler, I tell you what you do. I'm not exactly certain, but I do know one thing for certain, that if you paid this $2,500, Mr. Brown would be responsible for half. When I receive your bank statement showing me the last 3 months, February, March, and April, when I receive those, I will enter judgment against him in the amount of $1,250. That's half of what you paid to the complex. Is that reasonable?
Yes.
Is that reasonable?
No, I don't feel.
I don't care whether you like it or not. I was hoping you'd say yes. Conditional judgment in the amount of $1,250. That's all. Your counterclaim's dismissed.
Please excuse me. May step out.
We didn't trust each other. It wasn't working out. It was real unhealthy. And the best thing for me to do was leave.
Verbal abuse.
Abuse or comments we'll make towards each other. And sometimes it got physical.
She threatened to kill me so many times.
No reports were never made. We just end up making back up.
She had a gun in the house. She threatened to kill me too many times. They actually took her gun for like a couple of weeks.
They would just ask if anybody needs to leave, and most of the time we stayed there.
I really didn't have anywhere to go, and I didn't actually believe her when she said it.
I won't move in with another man again until I'm married.
I'm happy she's out of my life.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Brink versus Marks. Step forward.
21-year-old Jamie Brink is suing her ex-boyfriend, 25-year-old Daniel Marks, for half the value of a laptop computer.
Miss Brink, when you and the defendant were dating, you bought a computer together.
Yep.
Yep is not an answer.
Yes
is an answer. Which you paid how much for as a couple?
I think it was around $500. I'm not sure.
What do you mean
exactly?
You think it was around $500? You're in court now. That's what we have to know. That's what you're here for.
I have something. It says $516.
You have what?
A statement about what it's worth.
I don't care what it's worth. I asked you what you paid for it.
It was around $500.
Who did you buy it from?
We bought it online.
From a private party?
Yeah, through my school.
Yeah, is not an answer. Yes would be an answer. And if you're a school person, it's certainly yes. So why would you spend $500 for a used computer?
We didn't buy it used. We bought it new.
From whom?
From an online company.
What kind of computer was it?
It was a Lenovo laptop.
A Lenovo. Okay. Do you know what that is?
I have never heard of it.
I assume that it exists. Do you know how much you paid for it?
Yes, Your Honor. It was $500 plus shipping, and we split that down the middle.
When did you buy it?
February of 2009, Your Honor.
And what do you think it's worth now?
I have a message from him saying it's worth about $300.
What is he, an expert?
I'm not sure. He has a computer. I don't really know too much about it.
When did the two of you separate?
November of 2010.
And were you living together?
No.
So how did you use this computer if you weren't living together?
It was usually at his house.
So you would go over to his house to use it?
Yep. Yes.
What school do you go to now?
Davenport.
Is that a four-year college, two-year college?
Yeah, it's a university four-year college.
So it's a four-year college, because you can't be yes to both answers. You can only be yes to one answer. So it's a four-year school.
Yeah. Yes.
How do you do your schoolwork?
I prefer to use the computers at the school, honestly, because it makes it easier. I like the keyboard, and I have all the programs I need.
So you have no need for a computer at home? You prefer to use
anymore,
the one at
no,
school?
I don't. Yeah. I don't need a computer anymore.
And he did?
Yes.
So, what do you want him to do?
I want him to pay me half of what it's worth currently.
I don't know what it's worth. It's a 2.5-year-old computer. What's a 2.5-year-old Lenovo computer worth? Do we have any idea?
I don't know.
Listen to me. When you come to court in pants that aren't ripped at the knees, I'll hear you. Other than that, I'm not interested in hearing you. You have a change of clothes? I'll hear you. You don't have a change of clothes? Zip it. You understand each other? Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, how do I know what a 2.5-year-old Lenovo computer is worth?
Well, I have a message from him stating, what are we going to do about the computer? Should I try and sell it? I highly doubt it's worth more than $300.
That doesn't tell me what it's worth.
Okay.
I mean, you don't need a computer anyway. You don't want a computer. You don't use a computer.
No, but I paid for half of it. I think I should have half of what it's worth.
But I don't know what it's worth. Is there anything online that tells you what it's worth? Is there a, what is they call that, Craigslist, somebody selling a computer? Do we have any idea from some professional what a 2.5-year-old Lenovo computer is worth? I've never even seen one of those in a store, but I assume they exist.
I do not, because I haven't had access to the computer since November.
Anything you want to say to me?
Well, I don't feel that...
I don't care what you feel. Your feelings are actually irrelevant to me, Mr. Marks. How much money did she contribute towards the computer?
$258 with shipping.
$258, yes. And yes. Then you use the computer together?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So you give her $100. That'll make her as unhappy as it makes me to give her the $100, and you have the computer because she doesn't want it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She didn't really want to give her the money, but fair is fair, I suppose.
I'm not very happy with it.
At least it's over with now, so I don't have to deal with it anymore.
I just didn't feel like dealing with him anymore.
She's passive aggressive.
Not at all.
By breaking up with me with a text message.
I did send him a text message.
It was just a Dear John text message, I suppose.
I said I'm done.
It wasn't very nice, in my opinion.
He keeps trying to get a hold of me after this.
I tried.
I just don't want to deal with him anymore.
Not answering the phone.
Yeah, it's a bad idea to buy things together.
I'm glad it's said and done.
I'm glad. It's over.